All right. Welcome once again to the Otaku DX show with Veef and Deef. I am Andrew, generally known as Veef in many circles.
And I am Michael, sometimes known as Deef in one circle.
Yes, and your Google circles, which nobody uses.
I tried. I tried with the whole toy picture thing, but I think I'm still the only one. I think I still am the last person to post a picture in there, so... Yeah, that thing goes so great. Let's see. Someone posted some Predator stuff. And a Hot Wheels car, okay. Alright, I should plus one this.
Yeah, there's going to be some Predator stuff on Collection DX, but we're talking about the Otaku stuff, because we're on the other website. Any news out there that you want to talk about? I think there's some good news. Some company's making a figure of Yui in her bikini.
I saw that today. I really saw that. Yeah.
Capturing a wonderful moment from the TV series.
Honestly, like, I mean this in the least concerning way possible. They did a really fantastic body sculpting her, or a fantastic job sculpting her body, that is. Like, usually a lot of those figures that are scantily clad in bikinis like that fall really flat. She is very well defined and sculpted compared to a lot of those other figures.
There is no way you can make this out not
skeevy.
I know,
but I'm gonna fucking try.
I'm sorry. You need to try.
I'm gonna bring some class into this shit, goddammit.
I was gonna focus on her face, because I think that was a...
The blushing face is pretty cute, though.
Yeah, I think that might be an exclusive, though.
Ah. That would suck. Alright, I have a news item to bring up because I found it pretty interesting. Good Smile Company is tackling a shonen property by making a Figma of the Hunter x Hunter character Gon. I'm mostly bringing this up because I have a good friend of mine who really likes this anime/manga and is going to buy all of them now.
Well, all of them, assuming they all come out. Oh, hey, Hunter, I watched that back in college.
Wow. I think I read, like, all that was translated into English, and all that was released in English of the manga in, like, 2 days, because she just kept handing me volumes. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that's, like, either you get it or you don't, like a lot of shonen properties. Mm-hmm. I know, there's only so many shonen properties you can shonen into your life.
Yeah, I tend to be a little pickier with mine.
And just keep shonen them in there. Shonen them in nice and tight. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll stop.
Yeah.
Anyway, any more news?
One more. I think it's interesting enough, and it's more toy related, but...
The Nostalgia Critic is
coming up.
Back.
Shut up. Shut up.
Anyway.
But, Hasbro, out of frickin' nowhere, announces that they're gonna be doing a 6-inch scale Star Wars line.
Yes, because Toys for Kids is going away.
Apparently.
And they need to step up the game. And people will still complain that they suck, but whatever, it's Star Wars. There's going to be more Star Wars. Apparently J.J. Abrams is directing Star Wars.
I just wanted to talk about the damn toy.
I know. I'm sorry.
You're so angry.
I'm pretty angry today. It's just... This is my therapy.
Yeah, ranting on the internet. That's how you get it out of your system.
That's how people... Well, you know what? Again, that's how the Nostalgia Critic made money. And he had these awkward meetings when he was trying to pitch his new show, and then, you know, his brother comes and he's like, Doug, look at these ad revenue numbers. You are not bitching about shitty movies on the internet enough, okay? You need to bring back Nostalgia Critic so that we can get our ad revenue back and support more fine programming like Bennett the Shithead, who apparently just reviewed Macross 2. And my friend IMs me this, and I'm like, no. There is nothing this guy can say that I don't already know that he isn't going to fuck up. Seriously.
So this new Luke Skywalker figure looks like it has ankle tilts, which is really exciting. I can't tell if it has double-jointed knees or not, but we'll find out soon enough.
Yep. That's amazing.
Moving on. I think that's all we have as far as news goes. Nothing really too exciting. Did we ever talk about Pat Labor on Blu-ray? Because that's happening and we just talked about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of these license rescuings going on, and some people are figuring out, I guess the guys in charge, that, you know what, we don't need to really hang on to Pat Labor, the OVA, as far as like making some American licensor pay a lot of money just to put it out here. You know, because the time for Pat Labor has long passed.
It only took them how many years to realize this?
To be fair, I mean, a lot of that came from the fact that CPM died.
That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah, and there was a lot of right stuff going on, because I think it was Bandai Visual put out the
movies.
Yeah.
I almost bought that so many times.
Yeah.
I still kind of want the first one, because that is a nice collector's edition.
Yeah, that is true.
It's when they were actually putting effort into stuff.
Before everyone was just scanning everything that came out. Anyways, let's talk about something happy. What we've got, and I will go first. Because my name comes first on the episode title.
Makes sense.
Alright, so I got a couple of Movlov figures. Big surprise. Because I totally did two of them in 1 week for Collection DX. I got Yui's Takemikazuchi, the Revoltech. And this is the figure, I think, that surprised me the most out of all the Revoltechs. Because it's like, well, these are all pretty much the same. You can kind of, you know what you're getting if you're buying a Movlov Revoltech. But, you know, there's just something about the sculpt on this figure, the way it looked, the way it posed, the way it felt. It just felt, it was a damn fine figure, and the camera loved it. And by the camera, I mean me, sitting behind the camera. And, you know, the yellow really gave it a lot of personality.
It's also the perfect shade of yellow, I think, is the main thing.
It's that, you know, kind of slightly orangey, warm banana.
Orangey, industry-colored yellow.
A warm banana flavor. And, you know, I did have the attachment to the character from the TV show, so that kind of helped. And, it just felt right. It was handy for some fun international relations sketches, of which there will be more in the next review, which is the next figure, the F-14 Tomcat. And this is not a Revoltech. This is one of those Volks A3 figures. And these, people have heard of these. Have you heard of them?
Yeah, I've mostly heard about them because they were Volks.
Yeah. These kind of have a bit of a reputation because they're kind of expensive on the aftermarket. Although what's been happening on places like Mandarake and Yahoo Japan, they are falling in price. Because they originally retailed for about, you know, 6,500 yen each. I got one for, the price was 3,500 yen off of Mandarake.
Oh, wow.
I think I overpaid on shipping, unfortunately. I wasn't sure I had to use their system. So it got sent DHL to my house.
Oh, jeez.
So it's like, I forgot DHL existed. There's also a 500 yen handling fee, but that's only if you buy multiple items from different Mandarake stores.
I thought that was if it was less than 5,000 yen.
I don't think so. I remember it was the way Dan explained it to me is that if you buy like the Nagano from like one store, like the Nagano store or the Tokyo store, it's like 500 yen per store. Because they have to like pool them together to one store
and then ship it once.
Yeah, so there's still a bunch of like different kinds of F-14s on Mandarake, so please go there. Don't look at the eBay links underneath the review when it goes up, because they look pretty dire. Which is a problem, because these figures were kind of, I've heard they were like web shop exclusives, or they were like sold at just like Volks shops.
Everything made by Volks is only sold at Volks stores.
Okay. So also apparently this is the first Volk thing that your Volks thing we've ever reviewed on Collection DX.
That's because everything else is either dolls or expensive.
Yeah, that is true. They are one of the big doll makers in Japan. And apparently working with Mamoru Nagano over the years hasn't caused them to become crazy. So this guy, he's surprisingly very similar to a Revoltech, because he's mostly PVC parts, solid PVC, with ABS joints. And the joints click, too. There are these things called A-lock joints in their A3 line, which stands for Advanced System of Action Arms.
So which A is the A-lock for?
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're basically like a little universal joint. Some of them have two hinges, some just have one hinge, and they click. They have a lot of clicks, but they don't seem to have like that kind of smoothness to them, though. And it's a great looking figure. It looks very impressive, has a lot of shelf presence.
Looks great in HD.
720p, baby. I don't have the YouTube time limit, but I can only record in HD for 9 minutes and 43 seconds. Thanks to the file system on this shitty-ass Fujifilm camera. But, yeah, that was not a wise purchase. Anyway, that was actually a gift, so not really me. Yeah, it looks great. I think the problem is that those the A-lock joints, not Revoltech joints, they're not really more precise, despite the fact they have more clicks than, say, a Revoltech joint. And these guys are more designed to be line art accurate than, you know, just kind of stylized and cool. So he's not really designed for posing, although you can get him to pose pretty well if you just kind of fiddle with him. It's a bit more of an adventure to pose them. I think one of my favorite parts of this figure is how the big missile launchers on the shoulders, you can take out little missile tips, and it also comes with a complete set of whole missiles, like just the full missile, with nothing to actually put them on. And it's like they did that a lot back in the mid-2000s. I mean, this guy's from 2010, but I think the line started like around when Buvlov Alternative came out. In like 2005, 2006.
Is the line that old, really?
I think it might be, because they've just been pumping them out as tie-ins to Hobby Japan articles, and especially the Tactical Surface Fighter and Action stories they've been putting out.
I keep forgetting Movlov is that old.
Well, the thing is, it didn't really come to light in America until those novels, the visual novels, got translated, so people could be on the same page about all this stuff. So yeah, it's cool. It's great that I got a chance to demystify these A3 figures and put that out on Collection DX, so we can all just get a glimpse of this other side of Movlov merchandise. One problem with him, though, is that he is top heavy as hell and has tiny ass feet.
Yeah,
and it's like those feet, they kind of just click once backwards. And they tilt just a little bit. So, yeah. So it's kind of funny where people are always like, oh, the Volks are the best figures. It's like, I don't know, guys.
I've heard all their Super Wars figures are just okay.
Yeah, well, there's the Prestige. I think that was a big part of it. And the Volks figures cover so many more Movlov robots than Revoltech has. Or even the Kotobukiya kits.
Yeah.
Because that they can do that. Volks can just make
whatever the fuck they want, because they sell ball-jointed dolls.
Yes, yeah, and that is blood money right there.
Ooh, scary shit.
That is, they take your soul.
Yeah.
You need a soul inside those dolls, or else they can't be perfect. I learned that from Helen McCarthy.
We need to stop talking about dolls.
Okay.
Alright, so did you get anything else?
No, not yet. I heard there might be something else in the mail.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I have something in the mail.
Ooh.
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 Oh, anyway, speaking of in the mail, I got some stuff in the mail from our good buddy on Twitter, a big trans fan. Out of nowhere, a couple months ago, he sent me a message on Skype and said, "Hey, I want to send you some stuff." And I was like, "All right, that's cool." What he sent me was he was going to send me an LBX. And do you know what an LBX is?
Yeah, it's from that little Battlers thing.
Yeah, they're called a Little Battlers Experience, I believe it is. And it's from this anime called Danbaal Senki, which is all about little... It's about this utopian world where Gunpla is still popular with kids. And
well, that's just kind of true.
I think this anime helped a good bit. And basically, you assemble little robots, and they beat the shit out of each other. And you can swap parts and give them, you know, violent weapons so they can kill everything. It's quite fantastic. And I only watched about the first 5 episodes of the show, but it seems like good fun. And so I thought he was only going to send me one of these, but he actually sent me 2 along with the weapons pack. I got links of what these things look like. The first one I got was the Deku, which is... The way I put it when I saw it, I was like, man, this looks like the Zaku's fat loser brother, kind of.
Oh, I've seen that guy. I like his little skirt there. That's mm-hmm. cute.
Yeah, he's actually one of the earlier kits. I think this one is from, like, 2010 or 11. And what I found really interesting about these kits is that they are so kid-friendly. I found it really interesting. You know how when Sunrise does a new Gundam show, they'll release, like, the simple version of the model kits? Like, the 1 to 144 scale ones that aren't high grades?
Yeah, they're usually very hollow and they have no articulation.
Yeah. Those models are on sprues that are designed to just be popped right out. Like, you don't have to do the fancy technique where you have to, cut from the tree stem of the sprue, cut that off, and then cut off the edge of that. None of that shit, just pop it right off.
I still sometimes just kind of pop something off the sprue.
I tried not to, because I feel like I'm going to break something. I've broken parts so many fucking times doing that.
I think
that.
I did that on the white glint I did years ago.
But yeah, it was, because whenever I build, like, a high-grade model, it is, like, a very involved experience for me, because I think, okay, first off, I need to take all my clothes off, because that's how you build model kits. Okay, no, I actually didn't do that.
Amateur.
Would have made that live stream I did a lot weirder. But I got, usually it's like, okay, I take every single part, I make sure I cut every part off the sprue properly, sand it down so I can't really notice any sprue bits or anything. I didn't have to do any of that. Usually, like, a model like that costs $15 takes me, like, 6 hours to do. Just assembly. This one I did in 20 minutes while trying to do it carefully. And so, it was actually really enjoyable in how fast it was to build.
But, yeah, it's really fun when you can just, like, pop a model together and then it's, like, perfect.
Yeah, it's just a couple of stickers. Nothing too complicated. One thing I noticed with these guys is they all have huge crotches. Like, gigantic, like that giant yellow codpiece. It's the size of a small baby banana.
Well, isn't that, just so they can have joints in there?
No, actually, that's just the piece underneath.
Oh, okay.
The actual assembly for the joint is really... It's just a regular hip joint size. It's not very large or obtrusive. But, no, really good joints. The joints are, like, everything is made of, like, a slightly more durable polycap plastic so that the joints don't really get loose. They're nice and tight, and I don't feel like they're going to get loose like a lot of polycaps tend to after a couple of years.
Yeah.
So that was one of the models he sent me. The other one was this new one that came out apparently just a couple months ago. It's called the Vector. And apparently this was also based on some Zone of the Ender stuff or something. I can't
not
remember.
Not really
this,
seeing it.
I can't quite remember. I'll have to ask him again.
Yeah, it just kind of looks evil. He's got a trident. And Tron lines.
Yes, but this is one of the newer ones, and, like, although the Deku is, pretty easy to build and not much of a concern. This one is even easier. And I really like this one a good bit. Only thing I don't like about it, all those lines of green along his black parts.
Stickers.
All fucking stickers.
They don't have any.
That was not fun to
there's
do.
There's no mold. Well, there's some molded lines there.
You could just paint it, but yeah. Funny enough, like, those stickers actually didn't piss me off because @GoBlez on Twitter said, those stickers are going to drive you insane. I was like, oh, these aren't that bad. These aren't that bad. The ones that really pissed me off, though, are on his axe and smaller axe. He has the little red gem in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Those are circular stickers that do not fit. And I hate those kind of stickers even more. Because there's no way to get them even approximately close to how they're supposed to look. Because it's literally just a large circle.
I know, with the little with cutouts.
The four lines. Yeah. And it's just, they're so bad.
Yeah, those never worked. They've been trying to do those for decades. And they never work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Decades. Decades, guys. Come on, Bandai. Come on, decades. All right?
Yeah.
We're all going to die, and Star Wars is going to keep going. What? Never mind.
But yeah, in addition to that, I got, he gave, like, because these things have oodles of weapons, he gave me a weapon pack. And in that weapon pack was three different weapons. A double scimitar, which, when I mean double, it's not like double-sided, it's literally a handle with two scimitars on it.
And you mean like a Gilgoog beam saber?
No.
It has like, two scimitar blades, like, side by side?
Side by side.
Doesn't seem like that would work.
Yeah, I'm certain it would work fantastic on little plastic robots, though. So there's that. There's a giant chain gun, which is so heavy that neither of these figures can hold it. And also two mini pistols, which look really badass when you're dual-wielding them and holding them sideways. Yeah.
Gangsta.
Yeah.
Ba-boom!
And so,
No.
Thanks again to Big Trans Fan for sending those my way, and I'm gonna be reviewing both of these in the near future too. So, you look forward to that because these guys are fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, Nendoroid Tsubasa, I paid for that, so that'll get that soon.
Yay!
And with the blood, and the
yes.
Sadly, the Yui doesn't come out until March.
Really?
Oof. It's like, I want my Betacoon.
Oh, that Beta is
so perfect. Because he's going to be in every single future, you know, Revoltech or Volks figure review from then on. Just that
oh,
one little Betacoon. And he'd be like, oh.
Something tells me he has a very unfortunate future ahead of him.
Nah, he's the best.
Okay.
Alright, so you got some Legos, I heard.
Yes, I kind of went nuts on Legos.
No Creos? You weren't buying the...
You know what? I couldn't find the new blind bags or the mini Bruticus, so not yet.
What about
maybe
mini
next
Devastator?
Time.
I saw Proto Retro's review of that.
Yes. That dude pays way more attention to stuff than I do.
Well, that's why he's Proto Retro. He's the... He is Rodimus
true.
Prime. He is the Rodimus Prime.
Anyway. So, Lego minifigures have been doing blind bags of the figures for a couple years
and
now.
And Dr. Ashen has been burning them ever since. Actually, he doesn't really burn Lego. That's his one rule. He doesn't burn Lego. Did you get the robot, the battle mech? I remember hearing about the...
Fuck, yes I did. He's awesome. I got three of these. I got him... I got the ogre at the front.
You mean
the cool thing about
the guy or the guy?
Okay. Yes. The cool thing about him is that he actually, because Lego's been doing this recently because it's the future now, what they do is they have two heads on a single on a headpiece, and you turn it 180 degrees and it'll have a different head. And underneath that, he has one eye that's just looking straight forward. That's the one you see in the picture. And on the other side is a very happy... ogre eye. But the thing is, when you put the helmet on top of him, he just looks really pissed off.
Yeah, well, that's how it's supposed to work. I like that they made the helmet the head of the ogre. Still,
it's a really cool
still
piece.
Still has the little regular head.
Mm-hmm. And the other one I got was the chicken suit guy. Because it's a goddamn chicken.
And he's going to fight Peter Griffin.
No.
No?
None of that shit. Oh, oh God. Now you got me angry. Yeah, chicken suit guy's great. He's going to go fight my Godzilla minifigure, and it's going to be fantastic.
Hey, there's a mermaid for Merfiles.
Is that a thing?
Clearly you don't read all the reviews on CollectionDX.com.
I never learned how to read.
What are you doing here?
I don't fucking know. And the other thing I got was, because it was $10, and it's a freaking ninja samurai robot that fights against stone people. It's a little set called Kai's Fire Mech, and it comes with a ninja dude who, for some reason, is driving a mech walker.
I like the
and he fights against short people.
I like the little minifigure there with the crazy demon face.
What I like doing with that guy is taking that head and putting it in the chicken suit guy.
That's perfect.
Makes it quite entertaining. And the big one that I just got on Sunday is this thing, which is from the most recent series that LEGO's done, which is called Legend of Chima, which is basically LEGO Thundercats.
Probably going to do better than Thundercats.
More than likely. But, there are a couple reasons I wanted this. One, it's a giant goddamn robot eagle. And two, after watching a video of it, I noticed actually, I think the people who designed this are Macross fans lately. Because just by virtue of where the legs are, and the fact that you can tilt them backwards so it's in a more proper jet mode, also combined with the fact that the front cockpit entirely detaches and looks just like the one from the VF1, I feel like they might have had some design influences.
I mean,
in
there's He-Man stuff that's like that, too.
Yeah, but He-Man's dumb and Lego is cooler.
Yeah, I know. Maybe they learned that by working with Kawamori. Because, you know, he's always Legoing it up.
It's just like, I feel like it was a nice hint to it, like, at the very least. There must be some influence in there, at least a little bit, I think. Also, the minifigures they come with are awesome. The little white one is a girl. That's not very exciting, but the two Raven guys are pirates. And the thing is, they also do the thing where they have an alternate head on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And so the regular head for one of them is just kind of like, he's just kind of scowling, going like, "Rrr." And then his other face is like him after he took 5 hits of cocaine. And yeah, the other one is pretty similar, except he looks like he's about to kill someone. These guys are pretty murderous. But,
there's a TV show that goes with this, right?
Yes, it's pretty bad. It's aimed at like 5-year-olds, and it does not try to hide it.
Gonna have friendship.
Something like that.
Oh, there's some news about the ponies, too.
What about the ponies?
I don't know. Neil Nadelman, who is Bropinter, apparently.
Bropinter?
Yeah. No. He said that apparently all the fanfickers are upset because Twilight Sparkle is going to be a princess or something, and it's like, oh, they're messing with all the people, the fans out there. It's like, well, whatever, guys.
That's all good and well, but I mean, who honestly really cares about fanfic writers?
Robotech does.
Shh. I'm going to talk about that.
Let's talk about how I rewatched Avengers, and that was fun.
Real quick, I want to say that, because I know he doesn't listen to this, J-Man is wrong. And if he ever suggests the notion of Selena Gomez again, I will punch him.
What about Zac Efron?
Never again.
I thought that was some other guy who did that.
I think it was. I don't care.
You know what I love about all those articles reporting about the Robotech movie getting a director? You know, first off, it's a guy no one's ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, so what? like, you're just doing this to make Frank Argama happy. You know, to pretend that you're going to be doing this. Mm-hmm. Also, there's the drinking game of take a shot when they don't use an unrelated Macross picture. The Macross Zero one, I think, is funny because, first off, Tengen's artwork belongs in any Hollywood movie. He is that good.
Yes, it does.
But it's like, these people are like so confused, and apparently it's a law that you have to write an article based on what you remember and not like going to Wikipedia and reading it for 5 seconds.
That would require effort. We can't.
Yeah,
have
but
that.
It's like, okay, but like Macross Zero looks like it would have been a, like a Robotech reboot. Or at least people who don't.
Oh, shit, you're
people
right.
People who don't know anything would say, like, oh, God, it's like CGs and, you know, it looks like concept art for, you know, what they want to do.
What did they do to my Robotech?
Oh. It's like, guys, no, you don't know. They don't know anything, and it's so sad. It's like, I want to help them, but they don't want to know.
They really
don't
want to
know. I don't want to know. Sorry, a little lister there. Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to talk about real quick what we've been playing. Let's talk about I downloaded, what is it, Jetpack Adventures or whatever it is for PSN. One of those free-to-play games.
Jetpack Joyride,
yeah.
Fuck yeah, I love that game. Have you ever seen the trailer for it on YouTube?
I did, where he rips off his shirt sleeves and
yes, I love
gets
that,
the
yeah.
jetpack and go. So how do they figure people are going to pay money to get coins just so they can get like random items in the game?
Well, you see, it's not a matter of people paying money. It's a matter of people's kids paying money when they're not looking.
Okay. Because it's a very simple game. It's like one button does everything. It makes you fly up, and that is it.
It's a simple game, but I like it in that regard.
Okay, so I guess there's a little bit of synergy there. I don't know if any of those other free-to-play games were interesting, but yeah. Hey, Piranha Games, you should put MechWarrior Online on PSN, and the people will actually want to play it. No? No?
No, they won't. No, they won't.
Exactly. And somebody suggested that, you know, MechWarrior had deep gameplay and that the new Macross 30 game needs to be like that. It's like, no. No. You figured out how to shoot people in the legs and you did that for 80 missions. And that was it. Anyway. Okay, so we're going to talk about the Metal Gear Rising demo. Which was, I didn't know what to expect. You know, having not played any Metal Gear Solid games past the first one. I will be getting to that at some point, though. So this apparently takes place a little bit before MGS4, and continuing the adventures of Raiden, who is now that ninja. And so it's just a kind of a Ninja Gaiden-y hack and slash, but is it fast and fluid. Have you played it?
I don't have consoles.
Oh, poor you. Anyway, one of the things about this game is that many of the objects can be cut, and cut again in many different tiny little pieces. And one of the things that you can do, because Raiden is a crazy cyborg now, is you can go into blade mode, which is kind of like bullet time, but you have manual control over where you swing your sword, like at what angle. Hmm. So you can, in fact, like cut something at the right angle to make him die instantly. You can just kind of flip out, go crazy, and slice something up into a million different pieces. The real aim of it is to basically get some kind of quick time event. And with like normal soldiers, you can steal their precious bodily fluids, which are raspberry flavored, actually. Because they're little raspberry, you know, spine sacks. And that's how you can refill your health and your blade mode. So, that's pretty cool. I mean, there's regular hack and slashing too. His jump and his jumping strong attack is a Ryder kick.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
There are sub-weapons which are awkward as hell to use. Why would I want to use a grenade when I can just, you know, kill things? Just kind of run up and kill them. Mm-hmm. There is a bit of a stealth element to it, you know, because you can actually sneak behind people and gank them. You can also do this to geckos as well.
Geckos? Like the reptile?
No, in Metal Gear geckos.
Oh, okay. I was confused. Okay.
Have you seen the geckos?
I have.
You know what's great about when they reveal them in this game in the demo? Is you're running along.
What?
And then you hear, because they moo. As my friend put it, some designer was like, let's load up moo.wave into their consciousness so they can moo. But, yeah. And he just kind of jumps from rooftop to rooftop, and then he's, like, in the fight and moos at you. Mm-hmm. It's really fun because you can actually sneak behind them and jump on them and then kill them by sticking your sword into their heads. So you can stealth kill them. During the fights, you can actually do a cool quick time event where you jump between their legs, kind of leap onto their back, and then stab repeatedly at their head to kill them as well. And you can also like cut them up a lot. So it's really cool. It's so it's interesting. One thing about the controls and how fluid they are is that you have your ninja run button. You hold down R1, and you will auto jump when you come to, like, a bunch of boxes or a ledge or something like that. So it's kind of weird. If it kind of makes it like, oh, am I really playing? Or, you know, am I ever going to not need to ninja run or something like that? So, yeah. And also, I love how the guy who is in charge of you is named Boris. And he sounds just like the guy from Rocky and Bullwinkle. Raiden, you must go find Moose and Squirrel. Take that thoroughfare right there. Well, for people playing the demo in the tutorial mode, there's a fun Easter egg where if you get up on top of the stage, there is a box that you can use because this is Metal Gear. Metal Gear Rising, Revengeance. That's not a word, Japan. Yeah, this is actually by Platinum Games, who also did, what was it? This other game that somebody recommended to me. Starts with a V. I forget.
I think I might know which one, but in the meantime, can I say that the name Revengeance just reminds me of the fact that one of the enemies in Metalocalypse is the Revengeancers, which is supposed to be a joke name. And also the game you're thinking of is called Vanquish. And that game is cool.
You know what I think the real boss of this game is going to be? It's going to be Snake. So it could be Snake's Revengeance.
I'm pretty sure that is all Hideo Kojima has planned.
Well, this isn't him. This is his other guys who are doing the game.
All right, right. Yeah. He's still pulling the strings.
Yeah, he's teasing everything. It's a Kojima Productions game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'll probably pick that up. Not when it comes out, because that's expensive. But at some point. But the thing I really love the most is how the boss of the demo, who they showed in promo pictures, is this robot dog with a chainsaw tail. And he apparently has the brain the size of a planet. And, you know, Raiden responds to that being like, okay, if you're so smart, why are we here? What's our purpose in life? And the robot dog is like, I am here to kill you.
Uh-huh.
It's great. I swear it's great. The robot dog is the best character in the game. Because he's a jackass. And I think he gets to be your sidekick, too.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. But it's great when you beat him. You get a codec call, and his voice is like, cannot continue. Freedom. What is freedom? And then Ryan's all like, what does an AI know about freedom? Because we have to have the pretentiousness in any Metal Gear game.
What a jerk. Yeah.
Anyway, that was pretty awesome. Mega Man 9 and 10 are still terrible. The end.
Yeah, I haven't really been playing anything because I've been in school. I'm still playing Borderlands. And, Revolver Unit on Twitter out of nowhere gave me The Binding of Isaac on Steam. And so I played that for 5 minutes before I died from flies. And that was the end of that.
Do I want to answer this cell phone call?
That depends. Who is it?
Oh, sorry. It's the FBI. Anyway.
Oh.
I think we're done with this segment. So I think we're good. I think we are pumped. So we are going to come back and talk about what we've been watching,
which is a shit ton.